Okay, it's just 6:30, so I'll call the monthly meeting of the WPCA to order at 6:30. And as always, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and justice for all. All right, roll call.
Jack Walsh.
Here.
Bob Miani.
Here.
Rose Pertoso. Kelly Curtis.
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum, so we'll proceed. I don't see anyone from the public here, so we'll leave that for later if we need it. And move right on to the engineer's report. Rob, you're up.
Okay. So we'll start off with the wastewater facilities plan. We're scheduled to get that delivered in by the end of June, per the administrative order. The next step is to get the design rolling. We are developing a proposal to design the treatment plant upgrade. It has to be approved by the state in order to be eligible for funding. So we're going to develop the proposal, and with your concurrence, we'll submit it to DEP, and then they'll have a review and comment. And once they approve it, then the WPCA would review and approve it. But you can't, in order to maintain eligibility for funding, you can't approve it before they do. So, we also developed a clean water fund priority list request form. It's a gave that to Jack and Ed earlier. Like to send that to DEP tomorrow. That's just to get us on the list. The higher the priority, the higher we are on the list, the more likely and we get grant and loans. So it's a pretty straightforward form: name, rank, serial number. You know, what's your project? When you're going to do it? It's so.
I can't find it, but it is very simple. He gave it to me, so we just need permission from the board for me to sign it and submit it. But it's for the water control, the grant, wastewater grant. So if someone would make that motion to authorize me to sign the application, we can get that in, and it's got to be in by Friday.
You can make a motion for Jack to be able to sign the application.
Bob, you want to second that?
Second, I'm sure.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we'll be submitting that. And Rob, I'll send it to you right after the meeting.
Okay, great. I'll send it over. Route 34 sewer project, all the piping is in, all the manholes are in. There's some minor work left for raising some framing covers as the project, but by and large, it's all installed. We got an email this week, last day or so. There is excess materials as part of the change in the scope of the work. There's excess piping. There's several manholes, concrete manhole bases. There's 300 or 400 feet of 24-inch PVC. That's the property of the city. So the question is, do we want to keep that or the contractor disposes of it? So.
Well, I don't think we want to dispose of it because we may have a need in the future, right? But the question is, where can we store it?
Yes.
Well, I would definitely not dispose of it. We've got to find a spot to put it. I mean, that's crazy for them to dispose it, especially the 24-inch pipe. I mean, that's something we could probably sell if we had to. Or it could probably be used as a new plant.
Well, how much time do we have? They're still going to be out there working for quite a while, right?
The email we got today said they want an answer by Friday. I think, Ed, you were copied on that?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, so I don't know the urgency that they have to get rid of it this week because they're going to be out there for another, I got to imagine another year. So
I'm not sure if they want to dispose of it by this week or at least have an answer from us whether we want it or not. That's how I perceived it. We were already looking at the plant to see if we could put it there. The next call was going to be to Public Works to see if they have space in their yard that we could put it.
Ed, how about the transfer station down behind the, or do you think it'll disappear there?
Oh, if somebody could grab length of a 24-inch reinforced concrete pipe. Good luck.
Oh, I'm thinking this is the PVC. Okay, all right. I thought you were talking about the PVC. I remember seeing a bunch of that down there. Okay.
It is the sewer pipe, but it is PVC, but it's still pretty heavy.
Heavy.
It's 24 inches, like an inch thick.
Yeah.
Well, for now, why don't we just answer them that we want to keep it?
Good.
Put the ball back in their court.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah. Okay.
We're investigating where to put it. That's all.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So that was in on Route 34. I met with National Water Main. We got them a tax exempt certificate. They're getting their contract signed, and once we get that, we will have we'll issue a notice to proceed and have a pre-construction meeting. So,
how long a project will that be, Rob?
That's not that long. That's 1,500 feet. I think we gave them 3 months, but you know, okay. Most of the time is going to be ordering the materials, maybe 3 weeks of construction, I'm thinking.
Okay, that's good.
Overall.
Okay.
But we'd be good, you know, if they get that contract started in June and maybe the work gets ordered, materials get ordered in July and they can do the work in August. That was it.
Okay. Yeah, guys, how'd that meeting go?
Started off. We got it was a high level GIS. They really got into the weeds. I think it ended up okay. And there was some follow up questions. And so our GIS folks are working with Kevin and others to answer questions. It's a great tool. You just gotta. It takes time to keep, you know, be used to it. Yeah. So we're trying to keep it simple.
Okay.
I think we talked to them to keep it simple.
Sounds good.
What do you think, Ed?
It was a little challenging at first to understand everything, but the more we're using it, you know, the more we're starting to understand it. So yeah, it was a good meeting, and you know, we're definitely going to have lots of use for it moving in the future.
Good. All right. Anything else for Rob?
Rob, I got one question. Ed sent a list out the past couple of days about some equipment replacement and kind of like a timeline over the next 7 years or longer. If any of this stuff that we can afford to do this year before you get the okay back from the state, I'm guessing a lot of this has got to do with the bond issue, but there's things that need to be replaced. Will we be penalized in any way if we make any of these repairs before it's okayed by the state?
Penalized in if you spend any money before the approval, it won't qualify for Clean Water Fund grant and loan.
So we won't get any money back.
You wouldn't get, it's not a reimbursement. They approve funds up front and then you can use them and they reimburse your expenditures. But if you pay through the referendum bond funds, that's not DEP funded. But if you're looking to have DEP pay for anything ever, they have to approve that upfront.
Before the purchase. Okay. All right.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Let's move on. We've got the two refunds of interest and overpayment. Unless there are any questions, I just accept the motion to do both of them. Marcy gave you all the detail here. If there are no questions, maybe a motion to just issue the refunds.
Motion to refund.
Bob?
Yeah, seconded. How'd that happen anyway?
I don't know. I think he paid online and came in to pay also. But he overpaid. Normally we don't we won't post an overpayment, but I don't know. It happened.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. We're set on that. The minutes. What's your pleasure on the minutes? Regular meeting and the two budget meetings?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay.
Jack, we didn't do number six, the refund for interest.
Yeah, they were done together, Marcia. You had them together.
Well, they're two separate accounts, though. We did the overpayment, so we had a capital fee and a sewer overpayment. And then this other one is he bought the house in August and the bill went out to the previous owner, and he paid the bill, but he wants the interest of $132.44 back. So my opinion is that you should know when you buy a house, you should check into this, and you know, taxes are due. And so I don't think he should get the interest back, but that's up to you guys. That's the refund. That's fine. That's the overpayment. He paid too much. This guy here. Yep.
Okay, again, can you go through that again? How much and what?
It's $132.44. He bought the house in August, and the bills had already been, by August, the bills are usually posted. So you can't get the owner changed. The bill went to the previous owner. So he says he never got the bill, and that he would like the interest back of $132.44.
Is that the interest on $132, or is the interest amount $132?
The interest is, that's what he paid in interest because he was late. The bills are $1,765.88. So he paid that plus the interest of $132 because he paid late.
He never got the bill, you're saying. Or he's saying he never got the bill, I guess.
Yeah.
Would that be correct, though? Did the bill go to somebody else?
Yes.
So the previous owner is the one who should have forwarded, no?
Well, the attorney, I think the attorney should have handled it in the closing. I don't know why he didn't. Usually they call and they want to know what's outstanding.
Right.
And his attorney should say, you have a sewer bill coming up in September.
Okay, but again, I'm just trying to understand. When did the bill get sent out?
Bills go out the end of August for September 1st. He bought the house August 2nd. And the bills are already printed by then, or sent to the printer to be printed.
All right. So he took control of the house in August.
Yes.
But the bill went someplace else in September?
Yes.
But
I guess sounds like his attorney let him down.
But there's also a question of the timing of when he owned it. And should we have had the correct address by then? When do we get the correct information?
We get the correct at the end of the month. So if it depends on when it, if so the transfer was in August. So we don't get that transfer until September. We get them monthly. So all August transfers will come to us in September. We don't get them as they occur.
All right. So again, we sent it to who we thought was the record holder. No, by the time we sent the bill, that person didn't own it, correct?
Yes.
The responsibility is, sounds to me like on the closing, his attorney should have checked on what bills are due on closing.
Yes.
Like he never did that, or if he did, has not shown here.
Well, you want to make a motion, Bob?
I make a motion. We just charge the interest that was due.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstain? Okay. All right. Now we'll move on to the bills. Let me close this again. All right. The first set are our regular bills. And they're all in your pack. The first one is for $19,710.79. And you can see there are 11 checks that were issued for these various amounts. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion to pay.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? We're paying that. All right, the second one is for $42,650.08. And you see the 16 checks issued there. And obviously one is the Synargo is the big one. What's your pleasure?
I'll make a motion to pay again.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
By Kelly. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, we're paying that. Third one is for $20,923.76, 11 different ones, and you can see the big one. What was this one again, Marcy, the U.S. Bank Operations Center? What was that? It says April 19th meeting. You're muted, Nancy, Marcy.
That was a DEEP loan that we had back in 2020.
Yeah, we authorized that. Okay, what's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Okay, do I have a second? Yeah, I think I heard Kelly. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. And the last of these is for $25,933.16. And the big one there is PBS, Mini Bulk, and utilities, the tire shack that we talked about previously. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Do I hear a second?
What's PVS Mini Bulk? Do we know?
That is our sodium hypochlorite, our disinfection chemical that we use.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, we're paying that. All right, I've got the transfer of the capital fees for the month, $82,678.53. What's your pleasure?
Motion to transfer.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, making that transfer. Next, WPCA bills for Wesson and Sampson. Got two. One for $860. and the other one for $1,400. And this, these are regular bills.
Yep. Motion to pay.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right. Paying that. And then we've got one bond bill here. Again, Weston and Sampson for work on sewer improvements, Route 34, the amount of $43.90. And again, motion this to, would be a motion to pay pending the infrastructure committee.
Motion to pay pending the infrastructure.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, we're done paying bills. Finance report, and it's interesting because you got the finance report in two formats. You got the old format, and farther down, I'm not going to turn it sideways. You got the new one. They're a little bit different because they must have been done on different days. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. I want to get to the budget itself. So what's your pleasure?
Motion accept both versions.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, that's taken care of. Ed, you're up.
Okay. Report for May 2023 in the collection system. For the month of April, we responded to a total of 61 call before you dig tickets with one emergency. Responded to a total of 6 call outs with 5 emergency call outs. In the treatment plant for April, we had an average flow of 1.48 million gallons a day with a total flow of 44.32 million gallons a day and a max flow of 3.42. Average total nitrogen is 49 pounds per day with a limit of 71. Our annual average is 54 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 5 milligrams per liter. Average suspended solids of 2 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 2.2. For maintenance, the plant water system was shut down to replace the raw sewage building water valves. Hawk and Aaron Associates were on site for repairs for the CL2, the chlorine analyzer. And the chlorine analyzer system fully operational for seasonal disinfection beginning May 1st. There was a power outage, a citywide power outage, 4/23/23. It sent an electrical surge powerful enough to damage the circuit breaker and damage both RTUs in the secondary building, rendering both RTUs inoperable and unrepairable. We had to call in Aaron Associates, happened to be on a Sunday. They did have one in stock that they were able to retrofit with our system, and then they had to go out and find another one. We also completed 1,250 feet of sewer jetting and 1,364 feet of CCTV.
So where do we stand with our annual goals for those? Are we on target for what you want to do for the full year?
Oh, for the CMOM, we're well past it at this point.
Okay, good.
I think we're about 5,000 or 7,000 linear feet past what we're required to do, and about 5,000 feet past on the jetting that we're required to do. So we're in good standing.
How long does it take, Ed, to do the whole system before you start over again? How many years?
The way that we're doing it is we're trying to do 20% per year, which is about 42,000 linear feet each year. That's CCTV work and jetting. This is our fourth year that we've been doing this. Next year will be our fifth year. And once we get done with that year next year, then we will have done the entire system.
Right. And that's where you also find leakage and everything else at the same time, right? That helps guide us with the other $270,000 a year we have to spend. So,
yes, sir.
And luckily, we have good equipment for doing it now, correct?
Absolutely. We had a demo on Monday with a Vactor truck called Vaccon. They came down and did a demo, showed us their new truck. Absolutely beautiful. All the bells and whistles, everything. Only problem is it's an $800,000 truck.
Wow.
Hey, Ed, not to prolong this for a great discussion, but have you ever considered one of these ones they're using for trenchless vacuum? Something that maybe you could possibly use together with the Ansonia. Not the Ansonia, with the Public Works, to be able to cut that price in half.
The truck that we demoed on Monday does have that capability. So it is an option because Public Works does ask us to use our equipment. We have to send out a guy whenever they want to do catch basins. So we could possibly look into doing that. One of the other thoughts that we had opposed to that was when we go to buy a Vactor, a new one, is to sell our current one to Public Works if they were interested.
Do you think you would have enough downtime if this thing was paid mutually? Do you think there'd be enough time for both departments to use it together, or do you think that's something that you'd be pushing the envelope on?
They don't have a need for it as often as we do. I think we would be the one that would, you know, if we negotiated a deal, we would still pick up the majority of the tab. And all right, if aim at the price tag of we still have to use our guys, it could go one of two ways. It could be that we're required to go out with our operators to do the work. The second option would be their guys use the Vactor when they need it, and you really don't know the capabilities of anyone there if they've ever ran a Vactor before.
Yeah. So, okay. Understood.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's something that we'll definitely have to investigate a little further to see if we can make it work, or even if Public Works is interested.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think a good thing if they were to purchase the old one, like you said, for a good price. But okay, just a thought.
Ed, I got a question on the water treatment plant. It seems like every meeting we go over this, we seem to be well within the requirements. Is the talk about a new plant you keep throwing at us, is that because the new standards? Or it looks like we're meeting the current standards. Are we making drinking water now? Now we're going to make beer or something? Or what's...
That'd be great.
I'm not gonna handle that. What the heck is going on here?
I think the problem is, according to DEP, they want to see a full facilities upgrade every 20 years. That's the life expectancy of a plant. To my knowledge, that's what they base it off of. Our last upgrade was 1973. So we are well past the 20-year life expectancy of the plant and the equipment.
Okay, so we don't meet the requirements of their schedule, but we must be meeting the requirements of the process, it looks like. You know, your water treatment process, we're flying colors, it looks like.
We're doing very well.
I think it's our staff.
Something doesn't add up here. You know, and I don't trying to get a handle on why all of a sudden, it hasn't been all of a sudden, it's been something going on since I've been on the board. You know, Deep has been looking at us as the bad guy. I don't know.
They forced the city to sign a consent order 2015. So that was the end of the discussion once the city signed the consent order.
Consent to do what?
The city agreed to do the things that are being required. That's what the consent order was, but the city signed off on it.
I think it has a lot to do with having a staff that's been able to keep it going with Band-Aids.
Huh. Right.
I think we got a great staff, and I think they're going above and beyond just to keep everything moving.
Right. It's kind of amazing to think that the consent order was signed 8 years ago, and the plant is still surviving. It's like a miracle. Especially since, look, how long did they fight before the city finally gave up and agreed to that consent order? That went on for more than a year, probably before any of us were on the board.
And Ed, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass, but you got a lot more done in your few years here than Lindsay did when he was taking charge. So I commend that. That having a lot to do with why we're moving forward.
And hopefully, when we do get this done, we'll have a longer life expectancy.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from, Bob. I agree with you. But bottom line is the city already signed the consent agreement 8 years ago agreeing to do this. So we're legally bound to do it. Unless you want to sue them.
I don't know what the consent order was, so I can't comment on that. I don't know.
I'm
trying to think who was there. But, since I've been on the board, I go back to somewhere around probably 2013, somewhere, I don't know. But, we had the end of the world coming because our press was falling apart. We had to spend $500,000 and replace the press with a whole new section. I don't know if Rob was involved with this, probably wasn't even with on the project then, I don't know. But anyway, the press is still running. Give credit to Ed's crew, I'm sure. But the talk then was we couldn't get bearings. The bearings were shot and there's no place to find them. And just kind of the end of the world. That press is still going today, I'm sure.
That press, I believe, was manufactured in 1977, because we always joke that it's older than I am.
Come on, you're not that young, are you?
a lot of this, Kelly, thank you for the kind words. And, the staff is what keeps this place running. And, I'll be the first to say this place would not be running if it wasn't for Steve Iacone. He keeps this place running. He goes well above his duties to find parts, to try to make parts, to do what we have to do to keep it running. If it wasn't for him, if we had any other mechanic, I don't know if half of this equipment would still be running.
And I think that discussion is for another day, because right now I want to get through to this so we can get a budget.
Okay, let's move on, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Jeff, one more question. Ed, the RTUs, you said you only had one and you needed to replace another one. Are you back up and running there? Did you get the parts you needed?
We are. We're back up and running. This was a point that we touched on in our meeting with DEP and Jack a few weeks ago. The stuff that we're running in forgive me if I already mentioned this, but the plant system that we have, the dialer system, it predates internet. That's how old and antiquated this system is. So we're looking to upgrade that. We're talking with Aaron and Associates to give us estimates for a SCADA system for both the pump stations and the plant.
Okay. I don't want to cut this short because there was some good news. So I'd give the good news.
We had an inspection from DEP, and we did very well on the inspection. They had some good remarks for us, nothing in a negative way. They came and did an inspection a few months after I took over, and we went through the whole entire plant, look at that, a lot of the problems we were having. I pointed out a lot of things. So when they came back around a few months ago, or last month, I'm sorry, we went through all of those things again, looked throughout the plant, They talked about concerns that they were having with some of the issues that they found in 2018. They put their report together, and it came out favorable for us.
Excellent.
So I would ask for a motion to commend the staff for the work in making this report so positive.
Motion to commend.
Bob, you want a second? Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Please pass that along, Ed.
Hey, Jack.
Yep.
Jack, on a motion, two of us are voting all the time. Is your vote automatic? Because I think you need three votes. Do we need three during
there weren't any negative votes.
Right.
And a quorum is assumed unless challenged, and there is a quorum. So I think we're okay. But okay. My vote is yes on everything.
Okay. So, I just wonder if it was understood or however you worked it.
Yeah, if I was going to be negative, I'd make a separate thing. So.
Okay.
Jack, I think if me and Bob couldn't come to agreement, I think you would have to be the tiebreaker.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
That may still happen tonight. So let's move on. Hang on a second here now. Let's do the budget first. And I'm going to switch to this. Okay, because the spreadsheet that was in the packet was off just a little bit because, you know, since we met to talk to Nancy Balsas about the stiff money, so I went back and I added to what you had originally. I put in $75,000 as what we can expect, but I offset it for our discussion. I offset it by putting $75,000 into this. The line item is truck replacement.
Right.
But we're going to hold that for any capital type thing. So with that, we still have a balanced budget that we would put other money back into reserves for the year. And Marcy, again, correct me if I'm wrong, we maintained the rates exactly the same as they were last year. Okay. Marcy's microphone was off, but yeah, you saw her.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, Kelly, I want to go back to, you know, you suggested that we start thinking about raising the rates. Well, in effect, because of the way this budget is turning out, we will be setting aside money to offset those further costs down the road. Which,
meaning the $75,000.
Well, the $75,000 for our capital, but we'll also, if this budget turns out the way that it looks, there'll be another $80,000 that can go into the reserve for any future need. So
okay, but just so I understand, that 75 will not be for truck replacement. It'll be for capital reserves or future capital, however you want to word it.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
No, that's there was a change before we had 30,000, you put 20,000 for engineer. That was the other change. And that's how we came out. This is a slightly different because of those items than what was in the packet. But again, it's a balanced budget with no rate increase.
Well, just a question. The 88,000, why wouldn't you, instead of putting that back into the capital, back into the general account that we're making interest, or is it because we're going to make interest on it, or is it because we don't want to put that much into a capital? I think my point is, instead of making that 75, why not make it 150 toward future capital projects and not put it back into the general?
You can do that too, but you know, we can't, it's my understanding that we cannot make it a total restricted fund. We can make it a restricted, board restricted. But the only difference is if it's board restricted, any board could come and change it. So it really doesn't make much difference, Gal.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
you know, the board has the control of that. But, you know, it's a good point. Good point to talk about it. I was hoping Dennis would join us tonight, but I never heard back. So,
all right. So that 88 will go back into the account that we're making interest on.
Yeah. If, okay. Again, assuming that this goes the way it does, but, you know,
yeah.
If something goes wrong, we have a situation like Ansonia did a couple of years ago, it'd be going in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Okay. Understood. Right. Thank you.
All right. Someone want to make a motion to approve the budget, the preliminary budget, because it doesn't become final until after the public hearing.
I'll make that motion. Approve the preliminary budget.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'll say aye, just to make it clearer for the record. Okay, so the easy part is now over.
And Jack, will you send me that spreadsheet?
Yes, I will.
Tomorrow?
Yep. In fact, I'll send it to you right after the meeting.
Okay.
Jack, if you haven't already, if we can still add to our agenda, there was that, what Ed sent regarding... I think there was a pump that he needed and there was a transfer of funds.
Oh, I didn't see that.
No. Ed, maybe, I mean, not to speak for you, Jack, but Ed, maybe you better explain what you're looking for through those emails.
Sure. One of them is the second plant water pump. We bought the first one in 2020 from A Plus Pumps. The three plant water pumps that we had were very old, antiquated, and two of them went. We were down to our last one. I believe we had agreed to buy two of them. We did one for the first year, and for the last 3 years, that pump has been performing great. It outperformed all three of them together when they were in their prime. Because we're running that one all the time, 24/7 for the last 3 years, we didn't buy one last year because we got hit with a few other things as well. So we're trying to get this approved if we could tonight, because after this month, it goes back out and the price will increase again.
Is this a flood control pump or something?
It's for the plant water pump system. So we have a pumping system that pumps plant water through the plant for our machines, for our clarifiers.
Oh, okay.
Do we have money in our current budget for that?
I believe if we had to find it, we could. This probably wouldn't come out until the beginning of next fiscal year, because it's a 70-week lead time, which is why we're asking for it now.
Right, but under the new city system, it has to be done with a purchase order, which means it's encumbered as soon as the purchase order is made. And so that would mean it would still be in this year's budget. Is that correct, Marcy?
Yeah, I suppose it's supposed to be that way.
Okay, then you've got here in your Ed, you've got in your email here to Marcy, you want to transfer $15,000 from your overtime wages to your plant maintenance. I imagine that's to cover that, right? Or is that something separate?
That's something separate. We had on our rotary drum, we had our gearbox go out on us, so that's a couple $1,000s that we had to spend. And I put a PO in for the third HOMA pump a while ago to get rebuilt. That's one of the Stratford pumps for the raw sewage, and we never got anything back. And although we have a good amount of money in plant maintenance not spent, the way that this new system works is we have a lot of POs open that won't allow me to put in any more POs because it puts us at the top of our budget.
All right, so this 15,000, this isn't even what we're discussing now. We're talking about the pump from A1 Pumps.
Right. So we would have to find another 17,000 in order to do this pump.
All right. So where are we going to transfer that one out of? Or you don't think there's still enough in there for on maintenance then, right?
The way that they're doing this is extremely confusing.
No. Yeah.
They want blanket POs. They suggested we do blanket POs. So with this last fiscal year, the way that they've done this is I created my own spreadsheets. Every time we have an invoice to pay, I pay it. I log it in under a specific blanket PO under a specific account. And as of now, with everything being paid to this day, we have, out of the 105,000, we've spent 72, but the blanket POs are up around 97. The problem is a lot of these POs that we have, they closed out for no rhyme or reason and never told anybody. So we're not really sure what's happening. But because we have blanket totals close to our allowance of 105, we have to transfer money over in order to get anything else.
So you're saying of the 31,770, that's not a realistic number?
Of how much money we have left?
Yeah. They're saying we have 4,000. You're saying we actually have a portion of this as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any idea how much?
I will pull up my spreadsheet right now and I can show you.
Because you said 72 is what you thought we're at, but how much is still owed?
Well, I would think we'd have to close out a couple POs, or we've got to move it. We've got to move some.
Okay, so I can share my screen if you'd like, but we have our
go ahead. Line.
It's saying host disabled participant screen sharing.
Stop sharing. I should be able to, but try it again. Wait a minute. Second. Should say multiple. Yeah, try it.
There we go. Can everybody see it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I did at the beginning of this fiscal year. So everything that we have, I put in a spreadsheet with the PO, with how much money we have in there. So our total cost spent as of now with my records, with every invoice that came across, is 71,000. Our blanket POs are up at 97. But there's a lot of this that doesn't make sense, because if I go over, I'm going to use Colony Hardware. I was talking to Marcy about this earlier on. So we put in a blanket PO for $2,000. We've used just over 1,000, so we should have almost 900 left. And that account was closed out by someone in city, or by someone in finance, and we have no reason why.
Well, so, how much do you think we have left that isn't allocated to something? Because you have that row going across of funds left. If you added all that up, what is it?
Well, it what it's saying is our blanket cost is at 97,000.
Right.
We're a little off.
It looks to me, reading this quickly, you've got $26,000 that wasn't actually spent, but some of that may have been committed to be spent.
Jack, you got a minus. Half of these things are minus. Huh. They're not all pluses. Funds left. Oh,
I know. That's why I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
A lot of this money is allocated, so what we'd have to do is cancel some of these out. Yes, I understand what you're saying. A lot of these are minuses because every time we buy something, if it's over the amount, I was trying to reuse the same PO and add on. Finance wouldn't allow us to do that. We would have to set up a whole new PO under the same vendor a different way.
Have we paid these? We got minuses, Ed?
Yes, these were all paid. This is all money that has been paid and the date that has been paid on.
But what Bob was saying is, like where you see the minus $3,433.94, we spent $5,933 and we only had $2,500 in there, correct?
That's a difference, yeah.
That is correct, but we had to when we were getting close to the totals of the blankets, we had to ask or put in new POs. And when we did that, I had asked to use the same PO, but just add on to that PO.
Right. But again, I'm just trying to figure out again, you're saying that the total of all the POs was 97,000. Okay. But we've spent 71. So I'm trying to figure out there's a $26,000 difference there. Okay. How much of that $26,000 is not committed to be spent?
I'll have to go back and check. I don't have that right now.
Let's ask it another way. Does the $76,000 include, say, the if you looked at Granger, funds left, minus 29, since we created a new PO and paid it, that $76,000 must include that, right? These are all paid.
Yes, yes, because every time I...
So we can wipe that out as far as owing. All the minuses look like they're all paid. And some you have funds left. So that goes into the other column. 8, 16, I don't know how much that is, but...
Right, but the total cost of date, I would imagine it's what's already been spent. Correct?
Right. Yeah,
so that still leaves $26,000 unless
sounds
money
like it,
left in the blanket PO.
Sounds that way.
And how much do we need to transfer?
Well, if you have $26,000, you're probably okay. I guess you got to verify that first.
But we probably don't have the whole $26,000. Because some of it, we're saying we know that we will spend it, correct, Ed?
Yes, and that's the second half of the problem is 2 months ago, we received an email from finance saying they did not want us to put in any more POs after May 1st. So we had 2 more months to go with money that had to be allocated to go somewhere. So it's very difficult to try to put in, you know, we had to put in blanket POs and it's money we may not spend, but we had to get it in there because finance said that they weren't going to approve any POs after May 1st, which made it even more difficult.
So how does finance feel about emergencies? Because this sounds like an emergency to me. So
they said if it's an emergency, then we go ahead and get the part and we figure it out from there.
There you go. So why can't we move money out of the capital account? Not the sky. I keep saying capital. I don't mean capital. The general account. Why can't we move 16 or whatever comes out to be $17,000, $18,000? Why can't we move it out of that account, put it into this one, and let them figure out what they got to do? We need this pump. It's an emergency. And we're going to have to buy a third one after July 1st. I mean, if they want to play the game with the POs, then we need to consider this an emergency. Get the money moved over so that we can buy it, or at least get it ordered. Is that possible, Jack? I don't know.
I'm coming up here. In our original budget, we said that we expected to have to move $306,000 over.
From this present budget?
Yeah, and none of it's expended. So technically, I would think we could do that. It's in here as an expense already. Okay? Mm-hmm. Or wait a minute, is it? Or are we moving it? No, wait a minute. I got to look and see if it's an income. No. Yeah. No, I don't see it there. You know, it would be up. It would be up in the assets.
Well, the cover A1 with the labor, the pump, the labor, and the possible freight, we're looking at $18,589 to transfer from the general account into plant maintenance so we can cover the cost of this pump.
But what's the general account number, Kel?
Is it the unappropriated fund balance?
Yeah.
Yes.
$5,500. It's under equity.
All right. Can I make a motion?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. I make a motion that we transfer from account $5,500 to the plant maintenance account. Which is, I'm going to guess, I see 400-0431 for the pump from A1 Pumps and Service, which includes the pump, the labor to install, and the possible freight, not to exceed 800, of $18,589. And this is an emergency action because it's a pump that we need.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Now we'll get up to the finance to figure it out.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to them how to do that. If we're over budget, we'd get done automatically at the end of the year in the audit. They would move it over.
Move it back over, sure.
So, okay, well, it's done.
Okay, how about the 15,000? Did we do the 15,000?
No, I didn't have that. That was
in Ed's email, Jack.
Yeah, from overtime line item to plant maintenance.
No. See, I was having trouble with my email today, so I didn't get it.
Oh.
Remember, Marcy, I didn't get your stuff the first time either, so that's why I didn't have it. So you want to go through that?
All right.
Ed. Go ahead, Marsh. I was going to say, you want me to read it off or what's easier?
Yeah, if we, you want to move 15,000 from overtime line item 6,200, 120, 0120 to plant maintenance 6,200, 400, 0431.
Correct. I put that in the form of a motion.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion?
All in favor? Jack, I just want to verify that this transfer, this is not for the A1 pump. This is for other expenses, and it's coming from our original budget, right?
It's coming from here.
Yeah, but right here. But my question, this is not for this pump from A1. This is for something else, right?
Correct. This is
and not your expenses. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's $63,000 left in there, even though. And is that really $63,000, or are we just behind in reporting?
That is, Marcy and I were talking about that today. That's not something I have ever understood how they do. you know, I do the payroll, and we have our basis of what the salary is without overtime, and whatever extra it is, I take that money and I put it into, you know, another account to see how much we're spending, and their numbers are always way off from ours. But we do, even with the money that we have in that account, we still have enough to move over $15,000.
Okay.
I think that's just a sign of we're not needing as much overtime to keep the plant running if there's that much extra in there.
Yeah, we could have moved the whole thing from instead of from reserves.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we've done it. So we're covering our expenses, and especially anything that's in emergency, it's got to be done.
So. Yeah, and this is crazy with the purchase orders. They've got to come into consideration emergencies like this. This is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how the fire department does it. They could have a truck. They could have a pump go bad in a truck right now for $10,000. If they don't have a line item or a PO for it, they're in the same situation as us. There's got to be something for an emergency.
Yeah,
crazy.
Well, I think we can still do purchase orders. They put that out there that you can't, but I did a couple the other day. So yeah. I still do them.
Yeah, I don't see why we can't. It's our money. Well, it's taxpayer money under our control. So
right.
And what we don't spend is going to go back to that general account, no matter how we look at it. Yeah.
And when Marcy and I sat down, even Nancy admitted it's not clear cut on what should be a PO and what's not.
Yeah.
Or not a PO, encumbered or not, and how you do it. So next year.
I'll tell you, it's confusing for me, and I've been doing it for a long time.
It's
what's open, what's not open.
It's confusing for us because, you know, I used to just come to this last column and see what percentage we're at. And now I can't do that because these numbers in under encumbrance may not be correct. So,
and I don't know, what do you have coming up next?
Next, right now, we're going to the connection and impact fees.
Okay. I want to tell you about something before we adjourn, but let's do that first.
Okay. We get back to that now. We close all that out. All right. The last item on the regular agenda is talk about the connection rates. Okay, there's the existing one. And was that in a spreadsheet or was it a PDF file that you sent?
It was a spreadsheet. I know.
Okay.
The one that you have for this meeting was the cost comparison for the 50 units, 100 units, and 150. If you need me to pull up the other spreadsheet, I can do that as well.
Yeah, why don't you pull that up? And then we'll see. Let me get this one up too. Well, let me get an Excel open first.
Ed, is there a way you can put that on a PDF instead of spreadsheets?
Yeah, can you see it now?
Trying to print that out took about an hour.
Yes, sir. I will. I'll convert that.
Yeah, it came out two lines once and all piecemeal and took a lot of rearranging.
Well, let me ask a question. Can you see the Ed spreadsheet and the old rates, or are you only seeing one?
I don't see any right now up there.
You don't see anything. Oh, wait a minute, because I took back Here we go. Okay, now side by side, you can see Ed's new spreadsheet and the old structure, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Okay. I don't know where to begin with this. And maybe again, you explain what's different with this new one as opposed to what we have here.
Give me one second, sir. I'm just pulling up that other file.
I think Ed has it shown on there, Jack, comparison of the old structure versus the new structure.
Yeah, I just want to make sure it's in line with this one that's published.
I would say it is off the top of my head.
Well, just in general, Ed, what's the difference? What are we talking about doing differently here?
Well, how we came up with the
right, you did a formula to come up with the 2331.
Correct. So if I go back to the beginning, to come up with that formula, it was an estimated value of the sewer system at $34,987,690 for the treatment plant and the collection system. That value was estimated by the Raftalis report from 2015-22, which was $23 million, plus the bond money spent to date, which was $11,987,690. It brought the total value of the plant to $34,987,690. The plant design average flow was 3.5 million gallons per day. The average daily contributions of an EDU is 210 gallons per day. So what you do is you take the plant's capacity of 3.5 million gallons a day, and you divide that by the average gallons per day, or EDU, of 210. And in that 3.5 MGD plant, you have 16,667 EDUs. If you take the value of the plant and you divide that by the number of EDUs you have in that system, it comes out to be $2,099.22 per EDU, or $2,100. So that was the formula that we had used. Weston and Sampson came up with a different approach that we had discussed last week, that after this, we can have Bob explain a little bit better than hopefully I did last week. So the only differences is, or there's a few differences, but if you look at the cost comparison on the left, it has the initial rates of what you're seeing on the screen, the impact fee of 4,662, and the one on the right side compared to with the new formula that we did, the impact fee of the single dwelling of 2,100. Some of the other miscellaneous charges that
why do that
that we had a permit fee with inspection for repair or disconnect. It was at $50. We increased that to $150 because $50 doesn't cover the cost of someone going out to do an inspection. An after-hours inspection, when somebody has to get called in after business hours, we have to pay our guys a minimum of 4 hours overtime. So we calculated that out to be $250 for a four-hour minimum. Permit fee for new connections, we put that in after the discussion a few weeks ago with Mr. with the discussion that, you know, we weren't charging for all the time that we were putting into a permit, whether, you know, getting the permit, all the paperwork that had to go through with it, filing everything, giving it to Marcy and moving forward. So we put in a permit fee for new inspections, permit fee for, oh no, that's in there twice. Okay. TV inspections, Vector truck per hour, dye testing, site home inspection, investigation, processing, and office charges.
Okay, let me just ask a question. This is what's going through my mind. Basically, you know, the residential isn't changing a lot, okay? The big change is in commercial properties. Because in commercial properties before, the impact fee was also calculated by the size of the building, right? And that is now gone from the formula, correct?
Correct.
So this is the biggest change, this area over here, where it says daily flow gallon based on use and building square foot. So that's where the savings would come in. For a bigger, what we're calling a commercial property. That's the biggest difference. Because if this stayed in place, these would be a lot higher under either scenario, no?
Correct.
So I guess the question, my first question for all of this is, do we accept the premise of how the rate itself is based on a formula that Ed came up with before?
I think before you get into that, Jack, if you look at one unit, it was $4,682 for connection, right?
Right, 46.
The old method. Now it's $2,100.
Right.
Now, is that the same amount you're going to charge to condominiums going in? Any one is going to be charged $2,100 instead of the $4,600.
Based on the formula that came up with, that's what I'm saying. Now we're talking about a formula. If I asked you to explain where the 4662 came from, what would you say?
That's been our historical fee that we've been charging for the last 20 years, probably, or 10 years, or whatever.
I'm not arguing. I'm just asking, what is it based on?
I don't know that you have to justify that. But what I'm really getting at is, if you go out at $2,100 for one unit, say you got a condo, it's group that's 12 units, they're going to get $2,100 for each unit.
Correct.
Right now, we've got Orange that we've been had 150 some odd units, and we've charged them $4,600. Now, you're going on the street with this lower price. I think we're just putting our head in a guillotine. You cannot justify it. What they're going to say is, oh, great, you justified it. I want a rebate. We're not paying any more to you for the next 20 years.
I don't see how they can justify that. They hooked it to the system.
The whole time I've been on a board, that was been a problem of whatever you did in the past, you better not drop it, whether it be collections or whatever it was, charging interest, whatever impact was. You set a standard, that's what you're working to. And once you violate that, once you drop it, I think you're in trouble.
What about if you raise it?
What's that?
What about if you raise it?
Yeah, you're in trouble every time you raise it. People are going to complain, but you have to justify why you're raising it. Costs have gone up. That's easier to do than show your costs. Than it is cutting things in half. The other thing is, here, this shows a 50 unit getting the same pricing as the guy that has 150 units.
Per unit.
Pardon?
Per unit, he gets the
yeah.
same.
Yeah, well, we got 100 units. He's got the same figures are there for 100, 150, and 50.
So, except they're paying for every single one of those units.
True. But the guy that's saying, I'm putting 150 units in here, I deserve more of a break, as far as that goes, than the guy with 50
or 25. We're not giving a break. We're not giving a break for 150 over 100. We're charging the same.
That's what I'm saying. You're charging the same for 150. So if I come in here now, builder come in and said, I'm putting in 25 units. He's going to look at this and say, well, one unit price here, $2,100. That's terrific. I'm building 25 units. I don't know. I think we're legally, maybe I ought to talk to a lawyer on this, but
no,
I'm not comfortable with that.
I'm not comfortable with anything until we get the attorney to give us advice on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we are free to either raise our rates or lower our rates. That's, you know, that's our charter.
But once you do that, those people that paid twice as much, all of a sudden now you're looking at, wow, why the heck did you charge me $4,600 3 years ago? And now it's $2,100? Costs have gone up. Well, you've been ripping me off.
Well, again, I go back to my original question of what was the 4662 based on?
I didn't put it together, Jack. I don't know.
I'm not saying you did, Bob. I'm just talking about now and going forward. If somebody asks you what is the fee based on, I'd like to be able to say, well, it's based on this. This is why you have to pay that.
Well, I guess you can look at filet mignon is $40 a pound now. What the heck is that based on? You can buy the whole cow for $40 a pound, right?
Most people couldn't, but, you know, again, it's fees should be based on some rationale.
Great.
But we already have a precedent. We had a structure here, and now we're going to change it. I don't know. Maybe you want to talk to some of the former members on the board going back 10 years that I've been on it.
Again, this was changed in 2012. Yeah. What was it before 2012?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
You know, if you look at the way Ed set it up, and again, I'm not taking either side now. I'm trying to just figure this out for myself.
Yeah.
Ed had the formula. And if the numbers on the formula changed, that rate would change periodically.
Okay, but just think of this. If you went back and said, oh, it should have been 2,100. If we use that new formula on where we are today, for the previous 10 years, we'd be in such financial trouble. You wouldn't have a reserve fund. You wouldn't have, you couldn't even keep the plant going.
Well, I'm not so sure you're right about that, Bob, because how much have we gotten in impact fees over the last 10 years?
No.
We got first drives. That's it.
How much do we get? What did we get for Orange alone? 5,000, roughly 5,000 times 150. That's like $500,000.
Which is nice because it wasn't even from Derby.
Right?
Which was nice because it didn't come from the ratepayers in Derby. That actually supplemented it. So, I don't know.
I don't think we're going to be able to come with a decision here. I mean, I know you'd like to be able to do this when we accept the budget, but I think we need to have whatever the corporation council.
I agree. That's why I just said.
I agree with the EDUs because it's given something to stand on. But I want to find out if we're leaving ourselves liable from the lawyer if we drop the rates in any way. I mean, like I say, we've got a formula here to go by. We don't know what the formula was set in 2012 or previously, how it was set. I mean, it's an odd number is what it is, you know, to end in 2 hours, you know. it's just where did that number come out of the sky?
I agree. That's what I'm asking about. So, and Cal, I think the solution is, because this doesn't have to be done for the year. It can be done at any point.
Right, so right.
I think if you want to make a motion to table it, that's fine with me.
I, you know, talking about where it came from, we had many individual homes built all over the city in the 50s, late 50s, early 60s, and whatever the amount was, I don't know if this went back that far, but we're using that, calling this an impact fee. It's really the cost of doing business, right? More so even than the impact fee. The impact fee is future cost you're going to run into. Like we're looking at now, $70 million plant. There's your impact.
Except that's not the way it was ever done. Because if that was truly the case, you would have set that money aside.
Yeah, that money would have been sitting in a kitty.
Well, I don't know whether it was sitting aside or not. It was collected. What was collected is what, you know, how it's dispersed. I don't know who's driving around in Rolls Royce and out, but I don't know. But it was twice as much as what we're talking about for individual homeowner, the building, which we had hundreds of homes built, right? In the late 50s, early 60s, and right up until probably the 90s, right?
Yeah.
And each one of those paid back the last 10 years, they've been paying this fee. They should have been anyway. I don't know if they were. I'm sure they were, but.
Well, it certainly has slowed down since all of us have been on the board, other than Orange. But in the city itself really hasn't been a lot.
Well, the reason you're saying we had a slowdown in building and Derby?
How much building have you seen in Derby in the last 10 years?
Well, look at the tax rate at Derby versus Shelton. If you're going to build, why would you build in Derby? You're double the tax rate.
Yeah.
Well, individual homeowner.
Shelton has a lot of open land. That's why that happened. If we had land.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But it's still, you're saying they haven't built. Where would they build in Derby now? We have very little land for expansion, right?
Absolutely. That's why
properties
the future development is going to be bigger buildings on smaller lots. That's happening every place.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, look, there's no way in the world we're going to get this done tonight.
Right.
I think we do need legal advice on it. So I would ask again for a motion to table it.
I'll make that motion to table it.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
If I may, I just want to put things into a little bit better perspective, if I could. The way that we're using this formula is what the value of the plant is. And just to give you a little bit of insight, if the new plant, once we do the upgrades, if we use the figure of the $60 million, which is what the cost of the plant, the upgrades could be, we're also downgrading the capacity from 3.5 to 2.5. So if we use 60 million with a capacity of 2.5 million gallons per day, that gives us 11,905 EDUs, which means the impact fee per EDU would be $5,040.
Yeah.
If we did 70 million for the upgrade, now the impact fee would be $5,880. So it all consists of what the value of the plant is with the capacity. So it may seem low now because the value of the plant isn't as much. in the future, you will see those numbers increase greatly.
Well, that would be the reason to have some kind of a formula. But again, I think we need to clear this all up, you know, have that conversation with the attorney. And again, do you know of any other community that's doing this way?
The only other one that I know of is Shelton.
They're doing the same formula?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know. Look, that was one of the things James DeMayo wanted us to look at, too. So again, for now, though, we've got a motion and we've got a second. And I'll ask for a vote on it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? All right. So this will be on for future discussion.
Hey, Jack, I'm running out of time.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have any more things
just
that we
quickly,
need to
Marcy. On. Marcy, you got something quickly? Because otherwise we're done.
Okay. I just wanted, can we amend that motion for the $18,589 instead of taking it out of the balance fund? Can we take it out of Griffin Hospital expense? We had transferred too much in there an earlier time. So we could take that $18,589 out of Griffin Hospital expense and put it into plant maintenance instead of taking it out of the unappropriated fund balance.
Who made the motion, Jack? Myself or Bob?
You made it, Kelly, and Bob second.
All right, I amend my motion for that to come out of the Griffin Hospital account.
Thank you.
Seconded.
Thank you. Okay, yes, and one other thing.
Wait a minute, we didn't vote on it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Okay, that's taken care of. Okay.
Okay, and this week, Nancy came down, the deputy finance director, and told me that now I will be doing all of our accounts payable, not just entering the POs and bringing up the invoices, that I'm going to be doing the POs, the requisitions, the POs, the invoices, and the checks. So they won't be doing anything upstairs anymore. So we're going to need some oversight on that, because I thought she had told me that I'm going to be approving the POs, which shouldn't happen. There has to be somebody approving the POs, not me just doing everything, because there has to be oversight for that. Also, I'm going to be entering in the hours. She wants me to do our payroll too. And I have to enter in the hours for the plant and the office into the Paycor. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know. Might need more help. I don't know.
Well,
I think you need more help right away. You've needed more help for 2 years, 3 years.
Yes. So we'll see how that goes, but we might have to, for as far as the accounts payable goes. So someone's going to have to approve the POs. So the finance committee did it upstairs for the accounts payable when they did it upstairs. So I don't know if the WPCA has to have somebody act as like our finance.
Can you send an email to John Acabal?
I did. Did I forward that to you? Or maybe you didn't get that either.
I didn't get it.
I did. And I will forward it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd rather have that come right from the auditor, because if we screw it up, he's going to come back and slam us for not doing it right. So I'd rather get the beforehand.
He said there should be some oversight for that. So.
Well, I agree. It should never be just one person deciding everything.
Oh, yeah. That's dangerous.
Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Bob, you want to make the motion?
I'll make a motion and adjourn.
Okay.
Second. Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right, I'm going to stop the recording and we're officially adjourned at 7:59.
Okay, thank you.